Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Fiona Lagana, and today I'm joined by Steven Berg and Barry Ward, respectively writer and director, and one of the stars of Maze. Maze was shown last year in Cannes, and it was presented at the Irish Film Festival in Rome. Good evening, Steven Berg. Good evening, Barry Ward. The movie is based on real facts. Does the story stay true to reality, or have you added something to it?
The part that Barry plays is a fictional character, but a lot of what happens to him in the movie is kind of an amalgam of different incidents that happened with different warders. So while his character is fictional, the events are real, I think. And apart from that, we tried to stick as close to the facts as we could. We felt a responsibility to do so.
One of the themes of the movie is the relationship between Larry Morley and the warden. This is something unusual in films set in prison, and especially in films about the conflicts. And that's value to the movie. How important was it for both of you to depict these?
An important factor in writing the story was that the time that we wrote it in, it was 20 years after the Good Friday Agreement. So we didn't want to make a movie that reopened old wounds, you know, and restarted the conflict. We wanted to keep us true to the facts of the time, but also point towards the future that was coming. So in our film, the protagonists are just beginning to think about peace. They're beginning to realize that the conflict is not going to have a military solution. Neither side is going to win militarily, and the dialogue is the only way forward.
Yeah, it was all of what he said, and obviously reading the script, it was a film ostensibly about a prison escape, but really at the heart of it, I think, was the journey that the two characters undergo in relation to each other and what they discover about the other side during that journey, and also about what they discover about themselves. And I think it was a very richly portrayed relationship and a real joy to kind of dive into and explore and to play.
Maze was shot in an abandoned prison. How did this change the atmosphere of the set? And for you, Barry, how did this change the way of acting your character?
It was amazing having a whole prison to ourselves. It's kind of something you couldn't even dream of, that you're writing a prison escape movie, and then 2 months before you're about to shoot, you get a whole prison. Before that, we had a small budget, and before that, we were planning to build a small part of the prison, and I think it would probably have been quite a disaster, and getting the prison just allowed us so much freedom. It was just an incredible gift. And also, if we had shot on a set in a studio, we would have had to try and recreate a prison atmosphere for the actors, and we didn't have to do that because they just felt it every day, you know, when they went in through the prison gates.
Yeah, on a very kind of simple level, it helps no end. It's absolutely hugely beneficial. But on a very simple level, as an example, just opening doors and carrying that big bunch of keys, to do that in a real prison, it's all there. You do it. You don't have to act. If we were to film in a studio and everything's made of wood and lighter, and part of you feels obliged to act as though it's heavier, so you're trying to. It just gives you more to think about, and that actually detracts from perhaps the mental state of the character or the any given situation he's put in. So on a very simple, practical level, being in a real prison requires less acting and results in a better performance.
For Stephen, how did you choose the cast?
We had worked with Barry before. He's in a film that our producer Jane Doolan produced called La Cavadora, which they shot in Sardinia. So we knew him well, and we were delighted to be able to work with him again. The guy who plays Larry Marley, Tom Vaughan Lawler, he will be well known internationally. He's in the new Marvel Infinity Wars movie.
He wasn't Lotellus, was he?
Yeah, no, he plays one of the villains in the new movie, so he's in two Marvel movies. But in Ireland, he's famous. He's the lead character in a show that ran for 5 seasons, and it's like Gomorrah. It's like the Irish Gomorrah. So just coincidentally, he looks exactly like Larry Marley. They're so close looking, it's bizarre. Even his Larry Marley's sons said, remarked on the resemblance between them. So they were the two actors we wanted, and we got them. We were delighted.
For Barry, how did you prepare for this role?
Lots of eating and lots of reading. Yeah, I tried to put on weight, so I had to eat certain foods, which mainly consisted of full fat milk, protein shakes. I had a lot of, drank a lot of them, and did numerous push-ups, which was all very boring. And then I had to read lots of stuff about the Troubles at the time. Stephen here is something of an expert, and on the subject, you know, he's widely read. Myself and Tom Vaughan Lawler, my co-star, had to kind of start from scratch. And we used each other a lot, actually. We recommended lots of books to each other, and there's no shortage of literature on the subject matter. So that's the part of the job I enjoy most, actually, is trying to educate myself.
Maze is a man's movie, but still, women play an important role in the film, as they did during that time. How important was it to give them the voice?
It was very, very important. Some people complained that there was so many men, and you know, nearly everything that I had done previously as a director had female leads, and so I was annoyed that people were complaining that I did this one movie and it was very male, but it's set in a male prison, you know, so what can you do? There's no women in it, and the only way to introduce them was the Barry's wife, who plays an important role in the movie, and also Larry Marley's wife, and also the widow of the hunger striker who comes to visit. So the women are in it briefly, but I think they're quite strong scenes, and they're strong characters, and hopefully their presence is felt, you know, in the limited amount of time that they're on screen.
Maze was presented in Cannes last year, and at the same time the news came out that Jim Sheridan was working on a movie about the same subject. How did you react?
About three years before we did Maze, we discovered that Jim Sheridan was also wanting to do a film about the escape. So the Jane, our producer, met with Jim. They had worked together on Into the West, which he was a writer on Into the West, which was screened here today, and Jane was a producer on it. So they met, and they talked about the two different projects, and they're actually quite different, and different approaches, and they both wished each other well with the two projects, and ours was the one that got made. There's no sign of the Jim Sheridan film yet. I don't know if it will get made, but I think they've had some financial problems, but we, because he's such a big director, particularly in Ireland, and he's had Oscar nominations, our fear was that his would happen before ours, and then if his had happened, it would have been very difficult for us to finance ours, and I think ours might have collapsed. But so I was always expecting this phone call, it's over, Jim is doing his, but it never happened. And so, you know, I wish him well with his. Like, ours was the most successful film in Ireland last year in 2017. So even if they shoot this year, it'll be 2 years before that film is finished. So we're so far apart that we're not affecting each other, so that's a good thing.
It's very quite a common occurrence where two or three movies on the same subject go into production at the same time and are released at the same time. You see it quite often. It's
particularly not for true stories.
Yeah, and it's a wonder that this story hasn't been told before, because it's such a remarkable story. And so I think there will be movies made on it in the future.
As you mentioned before in the Q&A, the title itself play an important role in the movie. Can you explain us a little bit more about that?
Okay, well, Maze is the name of the prison, but also for me, the word was important for the main theme, which was that for me, the conflict was a maze. So the prisoners are not just, it's not just the prisoners trying to escape from the prison, it's also everyone involved in the conflict is trying to find a way out of the maze of the conflict, for trying to find a peaceful solution to the conflict. So even the warders, we show the warder at home, and he is in such an insecure place that he needs bars on his front door, so his home becomes like a prison. So for me, I wanted to treat both sets of characters equally. They're all in the maze of the conflict, needing to find a way out.
This is the third movie you've made about conflicts, which seems to be one of the most represented themes in Irish filmography. As Irish people, do you all think that making movies about this is a useful way of dealing with your recent history?
I think it's useful, you know, to explore the themes involved, as long as it's approached responsibly, you know, and as long as it's not trying to just show one side of the story, or you know, to promote one political opinion. I think people internationally get a greater understanding from it. I think internationally people are quite ignorant of Irish history. It's not their fault, you know. It's quite complicated, and I think a simple drama helps people understand. But I think people in Ireland also get a lot from it. We showed it, we were quite worried showing it in Belfast, you know, to people who had lived through it. But we had a great reaction from both sides, which. It was a surprise, but it was great. And particularly for Barry's performance, people were from that community, the Protestant community, were saying that his portrayal of a Protestant warder was one of the best portrayals of their community that they had seen on film, which was...
Thanks to Stephen for writing such a wonderful part. And I think they may have had that reaction largely owing to the fact that very rarely has a loyalist, and certainly not a prison warden, been given such a decent portrayal, I think, even on the page, you know.
The movie was criticised by unionists. Do you think that making a movie about a question that still matters and divides your country will always attract criticism?
Yeah, we got some criticism from some unionist politicians who hadn't seen the film. Okay, so they were asked by some journalists who may not be the best type of journalists to comment on a movie they hadn't seen, and they were saying it was a disgrace that a film should be made about this, that it was glorifying the IRA escape. And we didn't glorify the IRA escape, and it was never our intention to do that. So I think had those people seen the film, they might have had a different reaction. Even we showed it to journalists in Northern Ireland, and they were quite disappointed that they didn't have enough things to complain about in the movie, that it was so fair. But that was our intention, to be as fair as possible to both sides.
Yeah, and one journalist, a unionist journalist, watched it and really liked it and told us as much, and then went home and wrote that it was terrible because of the newspaper he was writing for. That was their policy. Can't please everyone.
But I don't think we should avoid controversial subjects, you know, just because they will be controversial. You know, probably controversial subjects are some of the best subjects for film.
Thank you, Barry Ward, and thank you, Stephen Burke, director, writer, and actor of the movie Maze. I'm Chiara Lagana for Fred FM, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.